Good morning, everyone, or afternoon, or night. How's everyone doing? Welcome to episode 5, which is a milestone episode because we're halfway through season 2. I strongly want to talk about the UFO my mom and my grandma and me saw, but I have like a schedule here, and I told you guys last episode that I would talk about something else, but I want to talk about the UFO, so maybe in the next episode I'll talk about, you know, the UFO. As always, for this episode, you're gonna hear the fan in the background. It's probably blowing extra loud because we have like 2 fans on right now. It's really hot. The AC does not reach this room at all. And then, just in case, my mom is also working on the other side of me, so you might hear her, you know, clickety-clacking away. Let's get back to it, right? So I want to thank everybody, since this is a milestone episode for season 2, that have been listening. I see that we reached Asia with our audience, because I always look at locations to see where everybody's listening from. And so thank you so much for even clicking on my podcast. And for those who have been sticking with me since season 1, episode 1, like, I really, really appreciate it. And then, you know, I'm doing this for me and doing it for fun as well. But I'm really glad that there's people out there that want to hear what I have to say. So far, this season has been about dreams and, like, visions and stuff that's happened to me. So let's continue with that, and then I'm probably most definitely gonna steer away from dreams and visions in the next episode, because I really want to talk about the UFO, because that was so awesome. Okay, so this episode, I'm gonna tell you about like 2 different experiences I had with sleep paralysis. Before I get into it, let's read, according to Google, what sleep paralysis is. Because everybody knows if you leave it up to me, I'm gonna explain it all wonky. So, Google says it's a temporary inability to move or speak while falling asleep or upon waking up. Sleep paralysis most often occurs in people who have narcolepsy or sleep apnea, but it can affect anyone. Okay, so the reason I count this first experience that I'm gonna talk about as sleep paralysis is because I was technically asleep and then I woke up, but I don't know if it really classifies as sleep paralysis, because I was able to kind of move, but you guys be the judge, you let me know. And here is that. So in my old apartment, the one that I've been talking about like this whole time, in my old apartment that we used to live, I think we moved when I was like 8 or 9 there. And then I moved out when I was like in my early 20s. But yeah, so anyway, I think I was in like middle school or high school around there. And I was sleeping in my room. And it wasn't uncommon for people to walk in and out of my room, especially my brother, because we share a lot of stuff together. Or sometimes I would steal some of his stuff, so he would just like come in my room and like take it and then leave, right? So I was asleep and I heard somebody walk in my room. Now, I immediately stayed laying down because I heard like boots. It was like heavy boots walk into the room. And I just automatically assumed it was either my brother or my uncle looking for something, because, again, wasn't uncommon for people to come in my room and take whatever they need and then walk out, right? And even if they asked me, I would have been like, yeah, just go in there. But anyway, that's what I heard. I heard like boots walk in the room, and I didn't think anything of it. I tried to like stay sleeping, because you know, like when you're like trying to sleep but you hear a noise but you still have your eyes closed and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna ignore that and go to sleep. That's kind of like how I was feeling. And then that's when I felt like I was being lifted up, and I was like, wait, why are they lifting me? Like, what are they doing? And then I tried to like move, and like right before I opened my eyes, I heard, oh, shh, 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 shh. And then I just opened my eyes because I was like, what is going on? And then I felt myself fall back on the bed. Like, I felt myself being lifted and fall back on the bed. And then I have a bunch of ear piercings. So one of them, I felt like it got caught like on the clothes of this person, and it was yanked out. Like I felt it get yanked out. And then when I shot up, I didn't see anybody. I didn't hear anybody walk out or anything. I just felt my earring tug off. And so I got up and surprise, I went to my mommy's room. So I went to her room and I was like, who was just in my room trying to move me? And she's like, nobody was in your room. And I was like, somebody was in my room. I felt them pick me up. And then I was looking for my earring and she was like, oh, you know, it was probably a dream. Let's look for your earring. Could not find it on the bed at all. And then when we went, like, and then we even checked, like, my floor, it wasn't there. And then later found it in, like, the little mini hallway that goes to my mom's room and my room. And, I was like, it's right here. Oh, my God. Like, how did it get there? But, yeah, so that was one experience I had. And I'm telling you, somebody lifted me up. And till this day, I don't know who it was, but glad they didn't take me nowhere. And to top it off, none of the dudes were home, okay? It's just me, my mom, my grandma was home. And my grandma usually just wears her chanclas in the house. And so, same with my mom. And then my cousin was there, but she was not wearing boots neither. So that incident, like, really, like, scared me, I want to say. Like, it really was, I was like, who's touching me? And up until that point, I didn't think, like, you know, anything could touch you. But apparently they can. And so I slept in my mom's room. Surprise! But I was sleeping in my mom's room, and it shockingly brings me to my second experience. Oh my God. Now, before I tell you my second experience, I would go to my mom's room because that's where I felt safe, right? She's my safe place. Every time something happens, I go to her. Why? Because I feel like nothing can touch me, nothing can hurt me or bother me if I'm with my mom, right? Because every kid feels safe with their parents, right? Well, most kids feel safe with their parents, right? So naturally, I would go to her room, wake her up, bother her. Pretty sure she was annoyed by it half the times, but it's all right. And then, you know, I was sleeping in her room, and then I would be fine, right? So this time around, I was like, I'm gonna sleep in your room because I don't want to sleep in my room because it's scary. So I'm gonna sleep in your room, and you're gonna protect me, okay? And so that's basically what I did. You know, it was going fine. We fell asleep, and I don't even remember what time it was. It had to be sometime early morning, but I just remember I opened my eyes and I couldn't move any other part of my body, but I couldn't see the sun sort of like creeping into the window, and I could hear my mom snoring next to me, but I couldn't move. And then I kind of like looked with my eyes like up towards the ceiling, and I like saw something there, and it freaked me out. So I was like trying to call my mom, but my voice for some reason was like really, really low, and I'm like, mom, and I couldn't like get her basically to wake up. And then the room started spinning, and I started hearing like these cracks. It kind of sounded like wood being bent, but they were about to crack, but they didn't. And that's what I was hearing, and the room was spinning and everything. And I don't know where that sound was really coming from, because I don't think my mom's bed frame was wood at all. I think it was a metal bed frame. So that's the weird part too. And I kept calling her like, mom, wake up, mom. And she wasn't hearing me. And then I was like trying to scream, and she was not waking up. And then I was able to kind of move my arms, and so I'm like elbowing her to wake up, and she wasn't waking up. And then eventually it stopped and I was able to move, and I just kind of left her there. I was like, how dare she not wake up? So I waited until she did wake up, and I gave her the only stank attitude. I was like, why did you ignore me? Why weren't you waking up? Like, you didn't feel me like waking you up? Like, like you didn't hear me calling you? And she was laughing at me, and she was like, no, I didn't. I didn't feel anything. You were moving me? And I was like, yeah, you weren't waking up. You were ignoring me. And then I told her what happened, but oh my gosh. I mean, obviously, I'm over it now, but I was so mad at her, like, for not most of the day. Probably just a little bit of the day. But yeah. My mom, you know, she eventually, like, sat me down. She was like, well, this is the reason I didn't wake up. So basically, I don't know how to explain it. Maybe I'll get her on the podcast and she can explain it. All right, so here's my mother explaining. Go ahead.
Hello. So I explained to her the reason why I couldn't wake up is when something like that happens, it's just you experiencing it. No matter how hard you shake or even hit the person, they don't wake up. I'm not sure how that works exactly, but it works out exactly like that.
Yeah, so pretty much it's just you. It's bothering or it's happening too. It's not happening to anybody else. So I feel like that's why they call it sleep paralysis, because you're still kind of like in a state of sleep and you can't move, you can't get help. That's kind of interesting though, because I wonder, like, if you're a twin, can, and, like, you know, science has said, you know, sometimes twins could hear each other's thoughts. Not sure how true that is, because I'm not a twin, but if a twin has the sleep paralysis, can they bring the other twin into it to help them? That's interesting. I'm gonna have to interview some twins. Anyway, it's happened to me, like, multiple times. Even when I had moved out, it happened to me a few times as well. Sometimes I wouldn't want to go to sleep, or I would have to, like, take something to help me stay asleep, or, like, stay in a deep sleep and stuff like that. I never took melatonin, I don't think. I think one time I actually took NyQuil. I, like, gulped one gulp, not, like, chugged it. Okay, don't do that. That's not good. But, like, I think I, like, took one huge sip of NyQuil, and then, like, I went to sleep. And my ex was like, don't do that, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm trying to sleep. But yeah, the smart thing to do would have probably tried to get some melatonin and see if that works. But I've never had melatonin. I've taken CBD a lot of the times to go to sleep, and that's actually helped me, and it also helped my, like, anxiety. So that's why I think I just stuck with mostly CBD. But yeah, it hasn't happened to me in quite a while. I'm grateful for that. But yeah, that's two experiences that I've had. Even though I don't think the first experience really counts as sleep paralysis, because I was able to move, and also my earring felt like it was ripped out and then it was found not in my room. So there's that. Have you guys ever experienced, like, anything like that, like, when you're sleeping? If you have, let me know. I would love to, you know, hear about it. Or if you guys have, like, a channel, like a TikTok or something, that I can, like, see you explaining, or, like, listen to you explaining your situation, you know, let me know. I'll go check it out. But with that said, I'm gonna end this video here. And I'm most definitely gonna go off course next episode and talk about that UFO and talk about aliens, because oh my god, you don't know how excited. Oh my, I was so excited. I was like, oh my god, a UFO, because I'm a big UFO watcher. Like, when it comes to, like, YouTube and stuff like that, I dig myself a rabbit hole with Bigfoot and aliens and stuff. But yeah, so that's definitely gonna be my next episode. As always, I hope everyone has a wonderful day, afternoon, and night. And until I see you guys again, tagway.